Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper, broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. Well, that silver Liberty-style bell hung high above the ornate trellis gate to the chicken yard, I'd say about 40 feet from the back door of my grandparents' house. Its physical presence wasn't particularly outstanding when veiled with summer foliage, but when the rope was pulled on that purposeful percussive instrument, the clapper initiated a clear and distinctive peal that would resound across the whole of my grand folks' 160-acre farm. When I was a boy, there was always a plenty to be preoccupied with during lengthy stays at their hilltop farmhouse in the countryside. Sure, there were always helpful tasks to do, but many times I was allowed to roam free and indulge in rural boyhood pleasures. I'd explore the nearby woods for boy britches and other treasured wildflowers, and scout for morel mushrooms in season and large bark beetles in decaying logs. I'd sleuth for salamanders in the cool underground farm cellar and comb-plowed ground for soft-shell turtle eggs. Hunting bullfrogs, losing oneself in expansive cornfields, daring to cross creeks on fallen trees, fishing and swimming in the farm ponds with an eye out for water moccasins, snapping turtles, and cooling off cattle were all exhilarating pastimes. Well, what could be more glorious? There was no need to come home to the outhouse, having discovered the utility of velvet leaf cottonweed, if you know what I mean. It was easy then to get caught up in so many natural distractions so that I would routinely lose track of time. Therefore, I was instructed to be attentive for the tolling of that high trellis gate bell when it was time to come home for travel, chores, or a meal. "Listen now and come to me," my grandmother would mimic as she sounded the bell as if it was her summoning voice, "and you will have life." Well, it was a catchy adage and playful demonstration that I couldn't soon forget. I figured she just meant that she didn't want me to miss supper. From experience, I knew there was an expectation that I'd be back from the wild and in the mudroom, free of ticks and cockleburrs, within a window of about 30 minutes. Well, those carefree days are long gone. My grandparents have passed on as well, and the quaint central farmhouse that was on their rolling land no longer stands. Even so, that distinctive and endearing bell high above the aesthetic trellis gate to the chicken yard still endures, as if ready to be sounded to call someone home. You know, years ago, after I had become a grown man, I attended a tent meeting revival one summer night. Across the pulpit came a verse out of the Word of God from Isaiah 55, which was strikingly familiar. "Incline your ear and come unto me," that energetic evangelist recited from the good book. "Hear, and your soul shall live." At that moment, it suddenly dawned on me that this was the same summoning adage my righteous grandmother had used in her loving direction to me regarding the ringing of that farmyard bell. Although I hadn't comprehended it in my youth, she had been associating that familiar scripture's earnest appeal to those who are afar off to the calling bell's reverberating plea for me to head home. Well, truth be known, she had planted a latent yet potent seed inside of my heart. At that evening's revival, I acknowledged that I had again gotten afar off, you know, overly preoccupied with earthly indulgences, and that it was right then time to come home. Well, I suppose that faith indeed does come by hearing. I guess you could say, in a sense, that very night, I was saved by the bell. You know, I can still hear that urgent peal ringing out across the heartland even today after so long a time. "Listen now and come unto me and you will have life, body and soul." I reckon that there are others still out there that need to pause from what they're doing and hear as well. Who knows, it might just be their time to come home. Well, so long for now. I've got to head on back to the farmhouse. I don't want to miss supper. I'm hungry, and it's sure to be satisfying.